Trent, pretty comprehensive. Strengthened by the absence of yourself, Trent Johnson, though.
No, strengthened by the John Mooney coming back in. You know, I think that all jokes aside, we were pretty impressive today. We had a great start, great platform by Ben Acklin, John Anderson up front. We knew that it was probably going to be best to bat on in the first 30 overs. Traditionally, wickets here will get a bit harder to score on the back end of the innings. Ball will get a bit softer. Only using one ball would certainly help that. But the boys still had to go out there and do that, and laid a great foundation. And then I thought both the Andrews bowled very well in the middle there, McBrien and Riddles. They sort of squeezed us there. We missed out in the power play. I think we got 14 runs in five overs. So that was a bit of a disappointment, you know, even looking at the scoreboard with 270. So no, I really think those guys bowled very well and squeezed us there in the middle. And, you know, coming home there at the end when you've got Kevin in the form he's in currently, you certainly can't give him an opportunity to drop him. And he made the Northwest pay there and probably got us an extra 40 runs and put them out of the game.
But about Ben Acklin and John Anderson, great partnership at the start. I thought it was maybe a brave decision playing Ben Acklin. He hasn't been, you know, maybe not set the world on fire with Ireland Day, and he didn't feature, but super innings by him.
Yeah, he's been doing well in club cricket, and his work ethic's very good. He's always ringing up and looking for extra hits, which, as a coach, I like that. He's been close to being playing in the previous two games, but he's just missed out, so we thought we'd give him an opportunity here today. He sort of bowls offies as well. We thought, you know, if something happens, we may need him in the back end, you know, in the second innings. But he went out there and took his opportunity. That's what it's about, and I spoke about that in the changing room, and, you know, he's given us a decision to make in the next game, you know. Would have liked him to go on and get another 40 or 50 runs not out, but, you know, he was disappointed in the shot he played, and there was probably a couple of others up top that got started that were disappointed in their shots, so... You know, probably next time, you know, you say it was probably a ruthless victory, but, you know, we've got to be a little bit more ruthless.
Yeah, but you've got a great strength and depth. When you look at the players not even on the squad, I mean, there's a lot of guys knocking on the door there.
Yeah, there is, and, you know, that's pressure on the guys that are in the team to perform, and they know that, and they have done that in the three games, albeit probably, you know, a few dropped catches in Trinity there in the three-day game, we'd be 3 from 3, but, you know, that's the way going forward, and... You know, we were pretty impressive here today, and that's what I want us to play good, aggressive cricket, and so does the captain. So we did that. We come out and started with a new ball very well, and they just never recovered from that.
Were there a bit of revenge in there, or mental disintegration? I mean, you just didn't want to beat them. You just wanted to hammer them, didn't you, really?
Well, we did, yeah, but because, you know, there was probably an unfair result there at Trinity, and we heaped that on ourselves, I suppose, by effectively having to get them out three times. So... you know, that's through our own fault and dropping catches, and you can't do that at this level. And, you know, that cost us a lot of points in that tournament. So, you know, we knew that, you know, if we played to the best of our ability and executed the plans we wanted to before the start of the day, that, you know, we'd come out on top, and we did that. We know we didn't think it'd be by 150 runs, but, you know, we'll certainly take the victory.